This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan,
what up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past, have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type. Yeah.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, yeah. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BETTERHELP.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
All right, Conan. All right. Is here.
All right, ready?
So,
I guess I get out here by 4:45, Conan. So we're gonna.
All right.
Are either you guys
part of the show when he freezes up?
Oh, he is frozen. Huh?
I'm frozen.
Oh no, you're good.
Can you hear me now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I said I gotta try and get out of here at 4:45, 5 p.m. at the latest. All right.
Yeah, they're opening up the Shake Shack where he does hand jobs early tonight, so he wants to be there.
Let's start off with Larry.
Eat the crowd. All right. Yo, we're back with Disco's favorite segment of the show, the Lucha Libre segment with our boy Larry Dallas. Boom.
What up, boys? Obviously, we are, depending upon when you listen to this, either a day away or 2 days away or the day of Triple Mania from Mexico City, which will be taking place this Saturday night.
Day of.
It'll be day of by the time people listen. Okay. So it'll be taking place this obviously Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Fight TV. So that's 6 Pacific. I believe that's 8 o'clock Mexico time, according to Hugo. You know, because I learned that.
Larry, would you be upset if I live tweeted during the show?
Yeah.
Referencing your commentary throughout the show.
That would not bother me at all, because everyone does it anyway. I always get messages about the
commentary. Do you get buried? Do you get buried by people that are just the haters? Or just like,
so there's like people on Twitter are usually pretty good. People on like on Meltzer's board hate us. So just, you got to take the good with the bad.
They hate everything.
Listen, if it's a good insult,
let me tell you, all those guys that are Meltzer's board, I'm not saying this disrespect. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They're all Japanese wrestling marks because they all like what Dave likes. So it's like, that's all right. We're not Japanese wrestling. You're correct. We're not. Guess what? Lucha Libre is not Japanese. How about that? Surprise.
Shock, right?
That criticism doesn't worry me because of who it's coming from.
Right.
But what criticisms have you heard about you that you think are unfair and it's just people being dicks?
I don't think it's, there's not much I think is unfair. Like I had to buy, I went out and bought a new, It's coming tomorrow. Actually, it's like something for the sound. So it's gonna go around the whole microphone area to kind of cut back.
Bro, thank God, because the last time I heard you, you sounded like one of two. You were either commentating from underneath your bed, okay, or you were like inside of a coffin and you were fucking talking. Bro, it sounded ridiculously bad.
I don't get it. Because I bought like a fucking really nice man has the thing. So I looked, I talked to some people that I have no technical experience. I really don't. Even when I was on SiriusXM, they never taught me anything. So I
sit down and talk. That's it.
So I bought this thing. It goes around the whole area. So like it kind of encases the microphone so that hopefully that will stop the echoing.
I hope it goes wrong. Nothing.
I got a theory. I got a theory on this too.
Yeah.
Specifically with these Meltzer message board trolls, right?
Oh, okay.
Because the thing is like Japanese wrestling is kind of like a niche thing. Like not a lot of people know about it. But like Dave, like looks at Japanese wrestling as like, okay, this is the best wrestling. So he has this like niche audience of people that are kind of like they think they've been educated to a higher level above the regular wrestling fan. You know, because they know, like, because Japanese wrestling is the best. We read all about it and watch this stuff. So it's like they kind of have to, like, because, like, these wrestling community, they're kind of like trolls. They have to spread their wings. So they're like, you know, they'll bury American wrestling. They'll bury Lucha Libre and something. Because, like, you know, they have all this knowledge of, like, well, we know what the best wrestling is Japanese wrestling because they read Dave Meltzer. You know, and it's kind of a weird community. The way they behave is just weird. There's kind of like an arrogance involved in the way they act. And it's kind of like, you know, dude, you're just a fan of Japanese wrestling. It's not like there's nothing like special knowledge going on here, right?
Remember when CrossFit was big and the joke used to be like, if you're not sure if someone does CrossFit, don't worry, they're going to tell you anyway.
CrossFit.
They're just going to immediately like, be like, oh, you know, CrossFit. Yeah, you know, I do this. Or like vegans are the same way.
Vegans are the same way. Vegans are very...
You know
how their diet's better and all the studies and the other stuff.
Like,
come on.
It's like movies too. If somebody's a serious movie buff and like watches Japanese movies or even someone that was like a big fan of the Japanese kung fu crazy shit they used to have, you know, you could get in the video store.
And, it's funny because the other day I ran into this, you know how you run on the internet over shit that you're not even looking for, but it's interesting, right? So I saw this critic review a movie, and then I saw a fan, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, that's like wrestling. The critic kind of buried it and gave all these like reasons, technical reasons why. And the other fan was like, never brought up anything the critic brought up because he doesn't see it. He sees it through a different prism, you know, and he kind of liked it. And I always see that like in wrestling, you know, we are a different prism. You've seen a lot of wrestling, Larry, you're a commentator, you know, you follow it, you know, you read about it every fucking day. Right.
Yeah.
And me and Disco and fucking do a podcast fucking four times. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so we're in a, but, and we have a clinical eye, right? More clinical than a normal person. A lot of times you gotta listen to a norm. That's why the day that you brought up, oh, with the six run-ins and all that, I go, bro, nobody brought that up to me because they don't even fucking realize what's going on. They're not the educated. You know, they're like, oh, I like this. And I like when this happened. I like when this happened because I'm kind of booking for fans that are like mainstream, not for hardcore fans. And for hardcore fans, what I try to do is give them a great Vikingo match.
Yeah.
You know, or a great match that Phoenix is in or something like that. Like, here's your match. Judge that.
Let me tell the story, which is a quick sidebar story. The very first production meeting I was ever in WCW, right, that they brought me on the booking committee, and I sat in the production meeting for the very first time. And they were going over the show. And you read the format and everything, and Booker T was coming out three times. And every time they had Booker T music and entrance. Like, I think they were going to play it. Okay. And I was raising my hand. I was like, I go, guys, I go, yo, this is like three times music and entrance. You think like maybe we should start the entrance during the commercial and like have him in the ring when we come out of commercial? Cause like, that's kind of like dead TV doing the same thing, right? He's heating up to eating up time. Again, that's a good point. But like, you know, like, that's the thing. I'm reading the format, looking like trying to spot things like that. And that's how, you know, like how you, you know,
here's the other thing. The great thing about being in the booking meeting, Larry.
Yeah,
bro, you learn a lot of stuff that you never even didn't even think of because you're a wrestler and you're just trying to wrestle.
Well,
you know?
I would have always like, if I bartended like a Sunday night and there was no football, but there was a WWE like tape, I would put it on the network on at the bar. And this was mostly people that just were not wrestling fans. They were just out. And then what I've always found is anytime you put wrestling on at the bar, everyone's eyes go to the TV. Like everyone shits on it. No one's a fan of it. And then their eyes immediately go to it. Like they don't look away from the wrestling on a TV.
Yeah.
And then watching what they react to is like, it's interesting for someone like me, for someone like, it would be the same thing. It's like, whoa, like these guys aren't fans, but the things they react to are nuts. Like they're just like, they're like, that has to hurt. Like, how do you do that without hurting?
So, the fans or the people, say you're at the bar and it goes on the TV and everyone at the bar is like, oh, what's this fake crap? Oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, it'll be, man, you remember when Undertaker did this? And then 10 minutes later, it'll be, hey, did you hear CM Punk got into a real fight in the lock? Like, everybody knows, but they always act like, what's this? Well,
a Kia SUV is capable of taking you far. But when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you,
ready,
or navigating new terrain, power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. Oh. Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the all the guards and everything, right. Products. You only have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. Okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking the weed whacker for your hair and your for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, that their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Here's the we'll just go ahead. We go. I'll talk about this later.
All right. Let me run down the card for those of you that are going to be ordering this.
What match? And then tell me when you say the match, tell me what matches you're looking forward to seeing, if any.
Oh well, here's a note real quick. This is what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Like from a when you look at the WWE right now, okay, they're doing excellent business. Right.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we've always criticized, and that like the one thing is like, you know, their TV show, their creative probably could be better. Right. But I've been, I just noticed this. Right. And me and Russo used to have this philosophy like 20 something years ago because he came out of the WWE and stuff. I think, but it kind of makes sense if you think about this. And this is what WWE is. And I could see WWE doing exactly this right now. Right. Is if you treat like wrestling as like a wrestling show. Okay, you're going to get kind of like, old school NWA type looking show. You kind of get the show like kind of like AEW has right now. It's wrestling based on competition and everything, right? But me and Vince always thought that like wrestling was a 2-hour infomercial. If you look at it as a 2-hour infomercial to try to show this product to a market base to try to sell your products, sell your merch, get people, if you look at it that way, right? Yeah. And if you look at what the WWE has been doing in like the past like year and a half, a lot of packages for the viewer, kind of like explaining what's going. Yes. Like if you're just a consumer now and you're watching for the first time, I'm explaining everything to you to try to get you invested in the most simplistic way. So you maybe might have buy stuff and stuff and thing to the point that you don't even have to watch. They're so good at this treating it as an infomercial now, right?
Yeah. And
you really can't criticize. You can criticize their booking, but if you look at this we're like, hey guys, they're kind of just doing an infomercial. They're not really booking a wrestling show. They're just trying to get guys over to sell their shirts and stuff. Bro, you could not watch any of their weekly TV and just tune in on that premium live event on the network.
Oh yeah,
and they will provide enough for you to know exactly what's going on and the storylines for every single match. Like
100%.
And they're making a lot of money. So like we'll never really see this formula change from them. You know, they're just going to keep trying to like book this like an infomercial.
Well, let me tell you why that's
smart, you know?
Let me tell you why that's great. Because you cover the fan that maybe missed that show.
Right.
Maybe you cover the fan that hasn't watched wrestling in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. You cover a new fan. Okay.
Yeah.
And you cover the guy that does watch wrestling and you remind him, this is what happened last week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You cover everything. Finally, yesterday, I saw AEW do a package that I was like, wow, that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
But they need to do that before every match. You can't bring Japanese people that your hardcore know who he is and nobody else knows who they are with no fucking packages. You know what I'm saying?
And that's you can't even tell the guy. And you may ask
Larry, why don't you do that in AAA? Because we don't have those resources. Bro,
yeah.
I would love to do that.
You guys have great video packages at the Triple Manias. I mean, going over the history.
But I wish we could do it for like before every match, so you could explain everything.
Yeah.
But bro, we're so understaffed, and there's so much other shit going on that sometimes the major stuff,
you get all the history, and the main events.
Yeah.
That's all.
But we could do better. We could do better.
We all could do better.
Yeah.
All right, let's run down a card. Obviously, a match I'm personally looking forward to is the Trios opener. With Dalice, Lady Shani, and Sexy Star versus My Toxicas Chick Tormenta. I am very much looking forward to Yedra out there.
Right.
I'm getting better with that. So I'm looking forward to that for just my own personal.
What is it that you like about Yedra exactly?
I love her wrestling ability. Which is I think she's a great asset in the ring.
Tremendous.
And I think a lot of people can. And I just
she don't give a fuck, does she?
No, it's fantastic.
She just lets that shit out there. She's like, fuck it.
And let me tell you, Mara V is not that bad. It is fantastic to watch. It is I get very Jerry Lawler, you know, when I'm watching.
You're actually turning red, dude.
She's the Mexican love of my life, you know.
Wow. And a couple other people.
Okay. Yep. Then we got the Copa. We talked about that last Triple Mania, obviously in depth.
Right. You're not looking forward to that.
No, they are what they are, but there's a lot of talent in the matchup, which is going to be interesting. Yeah. Obviously, then it's just about spacing and timing and seeing what's going to have the Commander, Laredo Kid, who I think is one of the most underrated guys in Mexico, Willie Mack, Dave the Clown, Pagano, Adamis, Iguana, Murder Clown, Eres, Octagon Jr., Misty Seas Jr., and Hamburguesa, obviously, who's in all these ones. Right. So that should be a lot of fun. Willie Mack will have his spots. Laredo Kid's fantastic. Commander's fantastic. Obviously, we know all about that. We got our Reina de Reinas championship matchup where Taya is coming in to defend the title against Flammer, which I think should be a fun matchup. Taya obviously is a luchadora legend in Mexico, I would say. So I'm looking for, it's always fun to watch her wrestle. Obviously she's coming over from AEW. Tony hasn't done much with her, so it'll be interesting to see what she does
Has he done much with
her? He just collects them like toys and doesn't really use them for anything.
He's the guy from the MTV Cribs with all the cars, and you're like, do you drive all of these? Yeah, no, but I got the money to own them, so I own them. All right.
So they're there. We got Nicho versus Negro Casas. Obviously, Nicho is the former Psicosis for those of old WCW fans. Negro Casas, once again, a legend. And hold on, I got the phone call for no reason. Did I lose you guys completely?
No.
Okay, sorry. Just popped up.
Just a little sidebar for the people that have been following that story. So, Asesino, the rapper,
and
will be the second of Negro, and the other guy, Argenis, will be in Nicho's corner. And they already had a little thing in Tijuana, which got a lot of heat. So,
yes. Conan,
guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime,
right?
We're in the thick of summer, and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store, and you get fresh, never-frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks. And there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon, and it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right? You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls that they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep. And Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050, and they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right, and we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health. Stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
So we got that going on. And then obviously now we're getting into the meat of the card, the final, like the top three matches, I would call, for the Latin American Championship, which was vacated by Phoenix due to scheduling reasons. We got Pentagon Jr., QT Marshall, Jalístico, and Brian Cage. Obviously, QT really had a standout performance last Triple Mania with the ambulance match with Pentagon. That feud's going to continue. Brian Cage, obviously, you all know what Brian Cage can do. He's very over in Mexico. You know, he was a major, major star in Mexico, I think, for a couple of years before Sam Adonis really took over that heel, top Rudo role.
Right.
I'm thinking. And obviously, Jalístico is Jalístico. Then we got our mega championship. We got our champion, our ace, Vikingo, Speedball Mike Bailey, who's fantastic from Impact Wrestling, been traveling all over the world, having fantastic matches everywhere. Daga, you know, the former Mr. Blanchard, and Jake Cartwheel. So Cartwheel, obviously, we make fun of his name, but he's fantastic, very strong guy. Going to be another showcase out there for Vikingo to go out there with some really good talent. Mike Bailey's absolutely fantastic. Cartwheel gets better every time out there. And Daga's a guy that has a lot of potential, and it's going to be nice to see him in a match like this after he got knocked out.
This will be the best match on the card, except for the main event, but that's a different type of match.
Like I always say, Lucha Libre, you're getting a little bit of everything on these cards. You're going to get some violence. You're going to get some technical wrestling. You're going to get some flying. And then obviously our main event's going to be absolutely bonkers. It's Rush, LA Park, Sam Adonis, Psycho Clown, the Lucha de Apuestas. So either Sam or Rush are going to lose their hair, or Pentagon or LA Park and Psycho Clown are going to lose their mask. Obviously,
who's going to lose their hair?
I would be either Rush or Sam Adonis.
Cody, you should absolutely make sure. If to get back at Tony, I would make a Rush lose his hair. So go on AEW.
I don't
ball.
Want to get back at Tony. Does a good job of that himself.
That's so that, right.
That'll be our main event. Obviously, we always talk about it. You know, mask versus hair matches or mask versus mask matches.
Are you willing to say, okay, whether or not it's mask versus hair, right? So the loser of the match, okay, are you willing to say whether that person is getting over five figures as a payout for the match?
What's five figures? Millions, you mean?
10,000 plus, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Not six figures.
That's where I'm going to stop. That's where I'm going to stop.
Five, you're going
to
stop at five.
I don't like to talk about other
people. I know that, but I'm just saying, from the insider's perspective, there's a lot of money in the hair and the mask. At the point when it's time to lose it, right? Yeah.
Dude, I would shave my head for fucking 10 grand right now.
So the funniest thing, like, we talked about the show before. I'll tell the story for you. How kind of like the wrestlers on shows sort of kind of go into business for themselves to try to start their own angles because they have masks and hair to put up to promote you to like
that a lot.
And they think they're working Conan and he can't see what's going on there.
I will literally start growing my hair out now just to have a shot one day to get paid to get it shaved off by somebody, you know?
And so one time I'll tell you the story. It was
It was my boys who we have had on the show before, Sammy Callahan, right?
Oh yeah, Sammy's great.
And he was gonna do he was gonna do an angle with Pentagon where it was gonna end up him against Pentagon, Mask versus Hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, "Well, how much could I get for my hair?" And I go, "Well, they don't really know you that much in Mexico. Actually, they don't know you at all."
Yeah.
And I go, "But we'll get you over, you know?" And I said, "And this is how much it is." And he goes, "For that price, I'll shave my balls too." I was like, that won't be necessary. Yeah.
I would wax my whole entire body for 10 grand. Like that's not even a doubt in my mind. From ankles up to
We don't need to get into details, dude. We get it.
That is Saturday Fight TV, 9 p.m.
Right.
Dabrowski and then Underwater Me on the call. Hopefully the sound sounds a lot better. By all means, Disco's going to live tweet me, so everyone else do the same too. Let me know how the commentary sounds, as I will be adjusting as we go. Yeah. Moving into a carpeted room to make sure it all sounds good. But I'm very excited.
When you're referring to Larry Dallas, please use the most vile and vehement language possible.
And the best ones will get highlighted next week on K100. So there you go.
That'll be even better. All right.
All right, boys.
So plug your shit. Where can they find you?
Larry Dallas AAA on Instagram and Twitter. I'm also on the Discord. We have a production meeting tonight, Conan. So I will talk to you in about 3.5 hours. And then we'll be in Mexico City this coming set. Well, as you're listening today, the show's tonight, Fight TV. Order it. Buy the show. Keep me gainfully employed. And we'll catch up and recap next week.
You're in much better spirits. You look better. You sound better.
Thank you. Not drinking is a funny thing. You know, not drinking is a funny thing.
Well, yeah, bro. It's an addiction. And unfortunately, you know, it hits a lot of people, you know.
Yes, but being sober right now is really working well for me. And I'm actually enjoying the process. So I will talk to you guys. I'll talk to you later. We'll talk Saturday. And I'll give you guys updates next week, obviously.
All right.
Thank you, Larry. Take care, man. Have a good weekend.
Yep.
Peace.